Welcome to your final sprint. This is a big step and a key transition for you. This is also one of my favorite sprints to teach because we are finally able to put all the pieces together. Our last set of lessons surrounds the topic of leadership. Now, leadership isn't just about a title or a model. It's intrinsically grounded in who you are and your desire to serve others. This is important. I really want you to hear me on this distinction. Great leaders focus on being of service first rather than taking control. We've all known a leader who has made the mistake of trying to control everything. This leads to false thinking that a leader is in charge. And when a leader thinks they are in charge, suddenly all the people feel left out of decisions, manipulated, and bossed around. This leads to infighting and a negative spiral that lacks community and moving in a direction that is best for students. Not good. But when serving becomes the main focus and driver of a leader, everything changes. Leaders who serve first, ask questions, seek to collaborate, and build decisions over time based on the needs of their community. This doesn't mean that service-based leaders are wishy-washy, never make decisions, or are soft. On the contrary, service-based leaders are often some of the strongest leaders I have ever met. They simply base their decisions intentionally on being of service to students, teachers, and the community first. Now, in our first lesson, we're going to explore how to embrace leadership as a role and as a quality. Here's what we're going to cover. How to view yourself as a leader and develop a leadership philosophy. Investigating the phases of change. How and why developing a powerful story matters. Okay. So let's dive in. You've done a tremendous amount of work to get this far, and it's time to take that next step on your journey. It's time to transition into being comfortable with leading arts integration on a broader scale. For some of you, this is going to be a very natural piece, and for others, it's going to be a little bit more of a challenge. Please know that there is no right or wrong here. If you feel at ease with this process, great. But if you feel like it's uncomfortable, know that that is perfectly normal. You might be having thoughts like, am I really ready for this? Or who am I to call myself an arts integration specialist? That is just a bit of self-protection going on. Liz Gilbert, the author of Big Magic and Eat, Pray, Love, describes this feeling like a passenger along in the car at all times. She calls it fear, but you can call it self-doubt or concern. I love how she describes this. She explains that you can acknowledge this feeling and thank it for trying to protect you. And it can even come along for the ride if it wants. But what it can't do is anything in the car. There is no messing around with the radio or trying to update the GPS. It just sits there and it comes along. Even the most confident among us have moments where we feel like a fraud or like somebody is going to find out about how little we actually know. I've been doing this work for over a decade, and I still feel like that. It's normal and understandable, but that feeling doesn't ever get to make any decisions. If you want to know about how to become a leader, you could certainly Google that and have a list with thousands of articles, TED Talks, and podcast episodes. But those won't necessarily help you refine your own leadership potential. The best way you can begin to view yourself as a leader is to practice being one. Look to leaders you admire and list out 5 to 10 of their best qualities. These are things you want to emulate. I had a principal once who was one of the best leaders I've ever met. I still think she's fantastic. I loved how she came into each teacher's classroom and collaborated on lesson plans. She co-taught those lessons and made it a point to be out of her office in the classroom more than she was in it answering emails. These are the things I want to emulate. Now, after you've got that list, now it's time to create a new column. For those same leaders, think about the 5 to 10 things that they do that you don't want to emulate. Things that frustrate you in some way. And even the best leaders have these traits too. For example, that same principal made staffing decisions at the very last minute. I'm not a last minute kind of person, and it always drove me a little nuts that our new teachers were always playing catch up. These two columns are going to help you have a beginning barometer for your own leadership style. And you don't have to pick just one person either. You can pick multiple leaders and create multiple like and don't like lists. But the more refined you are in this exercise, the better. So pick leaders that you've worked with, or others you've seen from afar, and others you might have learned from online. The variety will help you develop a well-rounded leadership profile that you can begin to work towards. Finally, take a look at your lists. Star the qualities that you already have. These are your skills. Circle the ones that you want to grow into, and these become the guidance for your leadership philosophy. And then put a minus sign next to those that you have and want to emulate. Now you have an actionable and customized path for your own leadership development and leadership philosophy. Now, I've created a worksheet that you can use for this exercise, so be sure to download it in our materials area below this video. Now that you have outlined who you want to become as a leader, it's important to understand how to leverage that as a change maker. Make no mistake, arts integration specialists are change makers in education, and change is always a challenge, even in the very best of circumstances. So you need to be ready. Way back at the beginning of this program, we talked about CBAM, the Concerns-Based Adoption Model of the change process. As a refresher, the seven stages are awareness, what it is or what is it, informational, so how does it work, personal, how does this impact me as a person or as a teacher or as a leader? Management, how can I master the skills and fit it all in? Consequence, is this worth it? Collaboration, so it's working fine, but how do others do it? And refocusing, is there anything else that's better that's out there? These seven stages fit into three scaffolded buckets. The awareness stage, which is the awareness and informational components. Task, which is personal and management stages, and impact, so consequence, collaboration, and refocusing stages. Now, while it's important to know each of these stages and how we all naturally progress through them when using something new, like arts integration, the real churn happens in the transitions. In William Bridges' book, Managing Transitions, Making the Most of Change, he writes, "It isn't the changes that do you in, it's the transitions. Change is not the same as transition. Change is situational. The new site, the new boss, the new team roles, the new policy. Transition is the psychological process people go through to come to terms with the new situation. Change is external, transition is internal." That means that transition management between each phase of change is one of the most crucial skills you can develop. People don't resist the change itself. People resist the loss or ending of what they know and are comfortable with. Every transition begins with the end of something else. So it's really important to remember that when working with others. Marcia Speck shares several questions in her research article, The Change Process in the School Learning Community. And we've included a link to that in the materials as well. She recognizes that great leaders need to ask to help in managing those transitions. So they're gonna ask questions like, what will end because of the change? Or who will lose what with the change? And how can leaders help individuals not overreact to the change? As well as how will information be communicated during the transition and change? And what plan is there to celebrate progress in the change transition? Think about these questions in relationship to arts integration. Consider where you are now and how you would answer these questions about arts integration efforts moving forward. Or if you're not already in a situation to bring arts integration into a school, how would you answer these questions in a prospective school looking to begin with an arts integration effort? Considering answers to these questions will help you bring others into this approach with more ease, understanding, and forethought. Here are a few more components about change that Speck shares in her research. Change is a process, not an event. It takes time. This is key. Also, change is accomplished by individuals, even if it's approached as a group effort. Change is a highly personal experience for each individual, so you need to honor where they are in the CBAM continuum. If you're interested in learning more about transitions, I highly encourage you to read that full article by Marcia Speck that we've included. It's been a gem to my own personal leadership development. You know, the very basic beginning art form was storytelling. This can take many forms, visual art, musical symphonies, or Hollywood movies. But in the end, we humans crave a good story. That's what makes them so effective for leadership. It's important that you know your own story, as well as the story of the effort you're trying to lead. If you want to lead an arts integration effort as an arts integration specialist, having a story around it is the best way to get others to buy in. For example, you have probably heard my own story of how I started as a music teacher and became frustrated at not being able to bring the value of the arts to all students. I then became an administrator, and as part of my internship, implemented an arts integration effort into our school. Now, because of that, I was offered a position as the first countywide arts integration specialist in our state. And then because of that, I built up Education Closet as a way to document my journey. And now I'm able to bring arts integration to hundreds of thousands of students every year through our platform. This basic story outline, which I flesh out whenever I'm asked to speak in front of large groups, helps people to connect with me, bond in an understanding of how the educational system works, and a deep desire to make change. It's also a way for people to see the possibilities that arts integration can have on both students and teachers, which immediately builds trust and a sense that others can do this too. What I want you to notice is the format I used to tell that brief story. It's actually based on the Pixar storytelling framework. The movie company. Here's how it goes. Once upon a time, there was blank. All was well until one day, this happened. Because of that, this happened. Because of that, this happened. Because of that, this happened. And now, this is the outcome. This storytelling framework helps you think through your own story, process, or why you made the switch to arts integration. It offers the basic outline for something you can use to help others build trust, empathy, and a desire to do this too. You can dive deeper into each of these because of that statements, because after all, Pixar movies are almost always over 60 minutes long. That's a lot of fleshing out, but the framework is the same. In your workbook for this lesson, you'll find a space where you can work through your own Pixar story surrounding becoming an arts integration specialist. I definitely recommend taking a few minutes to write that out so you can begin to add this to your own leadership portfolio. Remember, you can do this every time you're working on a new effort. As we wrap up this lesson, try to use your leadership traits outline, the phases of change, and your new story framework to write a brief leadership philosophy for arts integration. This philosophy shouldn't be long. It can be a simple 2 to 3 paragraphs, but it should contain what makes you unique as an arts integration specialist and how you plan to affect change using your skills. Congrats on embracing your own leadership, and I'll see you in the next lesson.